Support for Medicare and paying of pathology service is an issue that is continuing to dog the federal government. The Medicare rebate freeze introduced in 2013 has been extended to 2020 in the budget, causing doctors to warn a trip to the doctor could go up by anything from $20 to $30. Ellen Leadbeater spoke to Dr. Frank Jones, President of the Royal Australian College of GPs.
We believe that this is really the signal from the government to patients that they will not subsidise anymore, and it will force many doctors to start charging patients a contribution fee towards their consultation. Now, this has huge implications, not just for all of us, but specifically for patients who come from disadvantaged areas who cannot cough up that extra contribution fee. So the situation could happen whereby if patients are, in their minds, put off coming to see their doctor, then they may present late, and that means they may become more unwell, which means actually more investigations or more tests or even referral into the very, very expensive hospital system. We know that patients who are seen within the hospital system for an equivalent type of clinical problem, it costs 4 to 10 times more than a general practice consultation. So this is really false economy, and really it's not good for the health of the nation to be targeting the most cost-efficient part of the health system.
Have you spoken to any other GPs? How do they say that they're going to manage this indexation?
Well, I think it really depends on your local geography. If you've got a mixed population, as I have here in my hometown, then I think you will find this will almost create a three-tiered system in that. You know, people who are really disadvantaged in my community here, for example, the homeless youth, for example, people in aged care, people in palliative care, people in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander who have multiple health problems but probably are not as financially well off as other people. I think general practitioners will continue to cop it on the chin. We will actually continue to receive the fee from the government or bulk bill those patients because we know that their outcomes are poorer. However, secondly, I think you will find that people who are on various types of pension cards, healthcare cards, will probably find that they are going to be charged a contribution fee, and the rest of us will still continue to pay that gap fee all along, and that gap fee may well increase as well.
This has been described as a co-payment by stealth. Would you agree with that?
Look, I think it depends on your definition, but I think I understand what people mean by that. It is actually forcing doctors to make the decision for the government. So basically, yes, most patients will end up, and we've surveyed our members, most of our members will have to do their own sums on their own individual practices, and I think you'll find that people will be contributing more towards their healthcare.
So originally we had the $5 GP co-payment. How much are GPs on average saying that they're going to make their patients pay?
I think you'll find that category 2 patients paying on healthcare cards will be copping probably a cost of something along the lines of $15 to $20. Those are the figures that have been talked about in GP circles. I understand that the government is under huge fiscal pressure. We are a very well off society in Australia, and we have to embrace the fact that we have to look after our disadvantaged parts of our community. Make no mistake, our current concept of Medicare is being challenged. I mean, the other part that is really important in this debate is prevention. You know, if we can actually stop people getting into the hospital, expensive hospital system, as I alluded to earlier on, then really that's going to get your best bang for your buck. So again, devaluating the most cost-effective part of the health system with better health outcomes is really illogical.
That's Dr. Frank Jones. He's president of the Royal Australian College of GPs. And The Wire contacted Minister for Health Susan Lee for comment. She says bulk billing rates continue to rise to historic levels under the Turnbull government and points out that it was Labor who introduced the indexation pause.